The labor union, representing thousands of Nevada's casino workers, says the industry needs to be more transparent in how it intends to reopen. And as KUNR's Andrew Mendez reports, thousands took to the street in Las Vegas to make their voices heard.
More than 10,000 culinary employees drove up and down the Las Vegas Strip this week as part of an effort to get casinos to implement stronger public health policies and disclose their full reopening plans. According to the Nevada Gaming Control Board, before a casino can open up, they must submit an individualized COVID-19 prevention plan, disinfect all surfaces, and provide cleaning and social distancing training to all employees. For Darlene Peralta, she wants to know what will come next. She works as a porter for the Sahara Hotel and Casino and says she's in constant contact with customers.
Entonces todavía no sabemos realmente cuáles esos planes que ellos tienen.
We still don't really know what those plans are. I hope there are good plans for everyone's sake, because we're dealing with a lot of tourists who come from everywhere. Everything they use, we have to touch.
The union is asking for the casino to provide employees with personal protective equipment, pay for COVID-19 testing, and have more frequent cleanings. Additionally, the union has made a request to Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak to urge the Nevada Gaming Commission to adopt the union's specific guidelines. Union spokesperson Bethany Kahn says the recommendations will help keep more people, not just employees, safe.
Workers want to go back to work. They don't want to bring back anything that impacts their families. That's why the union is calling on the companies to negotiate, to implement these protections. We think that by working together, we can ensure that workers and the visitors are safe.
Once casinos open, the Nevada Gaming Control Board stated each establishment must place signage throughout the property regarding proper hand hygiene. Employees expressing flu-like symptoms should be encouraged to stay home and have to inform local health authorities if they test positive for COVID-19. For KUNR News, I'm Andrew Mendez with Noticiero Móvil in Las Vegas.